From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Ekev, Rabbi Akiva the Redeemer. If we look at the very first words of the Parshat, there's a hint there to Rabbi Akiva and a very intriguing story that ensues. The Chidush HaArim, the very first Ger Rebbe, grandfather of the Sfas Emes, reads the verse in the following very unusual way. V'haya Ekev says in the Torah that when you will listen to the commandments of God, God will keep the covenant with us. But he reads it like this, V'haya Ekev, and it will be in the Ikvata de Mashiach, in the heels of the Mashiach, before the Mashiach comes, when things are difficult, very often before Mashiach comes, the Ikvata de Mashiach, the footsteps of the Mashiach, very difficult times. In those difficult times, tishma'un. If in those difficult times, you can continue to do the will of God and hear and hearken His voice, even in the most desperate times, in the lowest of generations, most difficult of historical Jewish experience, then God will keep the covenant. So he says, let's examine this in the light of the following discussion. There's a question when you're writing, God forbid, a get or a ketubah, other important documents, how do you spell people's names? You want to get it right. So the name Rabbi Akiva, the name Akiva, my son, for instance, his name's Akiva. How do you spell Akiva? Well, there's a principle in the Code of Jewish Law. Aramaic names end with an aleph. Non-Jewish names end with an aleph. And Jewish names, Hebrew names, end with a he. So Bela, Risha, Henna, any Yiddish name like that, they end, Bluma, ends with an aleph. But what's Rabbi Akiva? Akiva, is that a Hebrew name or an Aramaic name? The answer is it's probably a late Hebrew name, so it's hard to know what kind of spelling to have. But there was a great scholar in Vienna, German Jew, Rabbi Yitzchak or Zarua, and he wrote a great book, halachic work, no less significant than Rambam or other halachic compendiums, about the 12th or 13th century, and in his introduction, he explains why he calls his book Or Zeruah. He says, because one time, Heir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zeinai, God enlightened my eyes and showed me how to spell the name Akiva. Because he looked at the verse, Or Zeruah LaTzadik, Ulishrei Lev Simcha, a verse we say, beginning of Kol Nidre, that light is sown for the righteous, and for those who are straight of heart, there's great joy. We know Rabbi Akiva died with great joy. He was a great tzaddik. Even though he was tortured to death, he died with joy. He was happy to sanctify God's name, die because he was a Jew. He says, let's look at the last letters of each of the words. Zeruah ends with an ayin. Tzaddik ends with a kuv. Liyishrei ends with a yud. Lev ends with a vet. And simcha ends with a hey. And if you move the letters around, that spells Akiva. But what about the first word? That ends with a resh. There's no resh in Akiva. Yes, but the word resh, which you spell out as resh yud shin, if you take the shin and you move it around to the, since it's second to last letter, you transpose it to the second letter, resh yud shin becomes rabe, which if you move it around becomes rebbe, and therefore the last letters of the verse, or zarula tzadik u'shrelev simcha, spells rebbe Akiva with a hey. Therefore, we decided we should spell it with a hey. Now, the Taz, hundreds of years later, says that he found that it was a dreamer or someone in the dream that the Or Zeruah got this sort of vision or prophecy that this verse tells us how to spell his name. Other rabbis disagree. But in fact, in Palestinian manuscripts from the land of Israel, Jerusalem, Italy, Xavier Kaufman, the Akiva is spelled with a hey. So, says the Chiddush HaArim, so Akiva is supposed to be with a hey, right? Well, how come we don't spell it with a hey? I mean, if you look in the Talmud that we have, the Babylonians, it's all with an aleph. He says there are two stages in Rabbi Akiva's life. Two stages. First, how did Rabbi Akiva become Rabbi Akiva? It has Akiva has the same letters as Yaakov. It's really the same name as Yaakov. But Yaakov took an olive. Where did he get the olive? V'yado chesed ba'akev Esav. Yaakov is holding on to the heel of Esav. Now, Esav had a lot of alufim. He had a lot of officers, important people, kings. Yaakov was able to attack one of the alufim, so he took off an olive. And that's how he got an olive from there. Rabbi Akiva was worthy of being the person to take that name, the Yaakov with the olive, when he went against Esav, against the Roman Empire, which is the descendants of Esav, and they said, don't gather Jews to teach. And he gathered many hundreds of Jews to teach against the Roman law, and that's why he was killed. At that point, God gave him an extra name. He took an extra hey, and he added his name. After all, God is the letter hey, associated with hey. So God took the olive away, which relates to Rabbi Akiva's triumph, and he gave it to Rabbi Akiva. So now we have a new Rabbi Akiva with a hey. And now that Rabbi Akiva has the hey, and he has a yud in his name as well, he has the Akev, he has the heel, but he also has the Yud and the Hey. He has part of God's name. We know that God's name in this world is missing something. It's not what it should be. And therefore, in this world, God's name is not complete. In the end, by Yom HaHu Yeh Hashem Echad, we say at the end of Aleinu, one day we hope God's name will be complete. Rabbi Akiva, with the Yud and the Hey in his name, with what he did when he he fought against this Amalek, this Roman Empire, he was able to finish the name and thereby fight against Amalek and therefore thereby complete the name of God. And therefore we go back to the verse again. V'haya Akev. Okay, wait a second. V'haya, the last two letters are Yud and Hey. Attach that to Akev and you have Akiva with a Hey. He says, what does it mean? If you have Rabbi Akiva, Tishmeun, if you say the Shema, like Rabbi Akiva, when he was dying, he said the Shema, and he accepted the divine judgment, and he loved God even in his death, dying because he was a Jew. If you do that, then Tishmeun reminds us of Shimon Ha'amsuni, the rabbi who tried to interpret the next letter in the verse, Et. And what did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva said the letter et means scholars. That Ekev Tishmeun et, if the Jews will bring God's name to the battle, will complete God's name, will say the Shema, will, like Rabbi Shimon, try to interpret the Torah and learn the Torah. And every et, every time it says Aleph Taf in the Torah, to interpret what it means, like Rabbi Akiva did, and explain that it means Tamil Chachamim. And if we'll have Tamir Chamim, we'll have sages, then then God will give us all the covenants and all the blessings that He swore to give us. The Ari takes it a step further. The Ari said that Rabbi Akiva is the same soul with Bar Kokhba. Don't think there was Bar Kokhba, and then there was his guy who carried his weapons. That was Rabbi Akiva. No, Rabbi Akiva is Bar Kokhba. Bar Kokhba was also known as Bar Koziva. And what does the Torah say? The real Mashiach was supposed to be Shelah. Shelah was never, he never got to marry Tamar, but he was the real Mashiach, the soul of the Mashiach. And where was he born? Bichziv. And Kziv relates to Bar Koziva, Bar Kokhba, who is really the soul of Rabbi Akiva. And he is really had the soul of the Mashiach. Rabbi Akiva, he may not have saved the world, but Rabbi Akiva, in his continuing to teach Torah, in his instilling the Torah in his five students, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar, in his Nehemiah, instilling the Torah in those individuals who carried on the Mishnah, and the Midrash, and the Sifra, and Sifri, and all the Tosefta, and all the important books. In many ways, he began to bring the redemption. How do we bring the redemption? How do we get Vahaya? How do we get to that joyous day when the Jews will be sufficiently observant of the Torah, that God will keep all the covenants and all the blessings and bestow us with all the blessings? Rabbi Akiva taught us the lesson. He was like the Redeemer who showed us even the worst of times. You keep studying, you keep teaching, you make students, and with the making of those students, with the learning of the Torah that he did and that we continue to do from him, we learn his words. We become a little bit from the soul of the Mashiach. We also can partake in the bringing of the Mashiach, in the bringing of the redemption in our time. Well, thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee for our discussion of the Parshat Ekev. Join us each week for the discussion of the various Parshiot, holidays, how-to videos as well. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.